As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Before we commence with our tafsir tonight, if I could request all the brothers to please stand up and fill in the gaps and close up the gaps. We've got a lot of brothers coming tonight. It's one of the odd nights, 21st night. So jazakallah, if everyone could just please stand up and move forward.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه أما بعد إن شاء الله tonight's recitation we will carry on with Surah Yasin and we'll conclude with Surah Yasin. Thereafter we will go on to Surah Safat, conclude with Surah Safat, Surah Sad, conclude Surah Sa'd as well, and then Surah Zumar, which we'll do half of. Surah Yasin, we started yesterday, is a Makki surah. It was revealed in Makkah al-Mukarramah. See, all of these surahs, they all have a very common theme, which goes back to yesterday's two surahs as well, meaning Surah Fatir and Surah Saba. And the common theme amongst all these surahs is that no one can intercede in front of Allah except whom Allah Ta'ala has given permission, number one. Number two, no one can deny or change or open the decree of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. What Allah Ta'ala cannot change, Zahir either. If it is Yasin, Ruf al-Muqarrab, by them, Allah Ta'ala mu ta'wilahu illallah. Origin of the insage. وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مِنْ حَابَ الْقَرْيَا إِذْ جَاءَهَا الْمُرْسَلُونَ. O Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, tell the people the example of that village where we sent messengers. إِذْ جَاءَهَا الْمُرْسَلُونَ. Now some have said messengers as in Anbiya alayhi salam. Others have said no, they were not Anbiya alayhi salam, rather they were the followers of the Anbiya alayhi salam, and Allah Ta'ala sent them. Now Allah Ta'ala, He makes mention of this incident. He says, number one was sent. They rejected him. So Allah Ta'ala sent a second one. Now there were two over there. They rejected both of them. Allah Ta'ala sent a third one. So there's three of them now. They rejected all three of them. Not only did they reject them, they threatened to kill them, and they would blame all their calamities upon them. And they said, any punishment that you are promising us, if it comes to us, the reality is, you are evil people. Because of your evilness, this punishment is coming. Not because we are wrong. Anyway, they plan to kill them. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala makes mention, and that starts off with tonight's incident. وَمَا لِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, a man from amongst them. Allah Ta'ala doesn't take his name. Allah Ta'ala makes no description of him. The Allah Ta'ala says that a man from them came to them and said, listening to them, kill them. Number one. Number two, why should I? وَمَا لِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. How does it make sense to you that Allah Ta'ala created, gave you everything, and then you deny Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? What is mentioned about him, Allah Ta'ala said, the people, they killed him. Question them, that is, they killed him. What does Allah Ta'ala say? It will be said to him on the day of Qiyamah, udkhulul jannah, enter jannah. We don't know his name. We don't know who he was. We don't know how old he was. We don't know anything about him. But the highest of accolades. This is a lesson for you and I. Don't worry about what people have to say. Don't worry about whether follow you. Don't worry whether people like you or people don't like you. You do what you have to do. We each have to do something. If someone doesn't like us coming to the masjid, mark how if people follow. be gathered, there will be no followers with him. He will have only people. وَنَبِيٌّ مَعْهُ رُهَيْتٌ. There'll be another Nabi who will have a small group. These are Anbiya alayhi salam. They lived hundreds of years previously. Their lifespan was very long. But after all of that, preaching for 100, 200 years, one person following, no one following. Can anyone here say that Nabi is unsuccessful? وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. Never. But today, if someone from this ummah were to come about, let's say, mashallah, you know, the one uncle from this masjid, let's say he is the one who started this entire work here. He comes and then he has 1,000, you know, let's say this masjid goes on for another 200 years. Let's say he brings 10,000 people. Can you say that uncle with the 10,000 people is more successful than that Nabi that had no one with him? That is blasphemy. You cannot say that. Who is the most successful one? Who is higher in the sight of Allah? That Nabi. Always will be, always has been. So for you and I, we do what we have to do. When we have to do it, how we have to do it. Khalas. Don't worry. Anyway, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, throughout this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of Akhirah. Al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwahihim wa takallimuna aydihim wa tashhadu arjuluhum bima kanu yaksibun. On that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will seal our tongues. And our hands will speak, our arms will speak, our thighs will speak. And this is in reference to when a person will come in front of Allah Ta'ala and tell Allah Ta'ala, "Oh Allah, I don't trust anyone. I don't trust anyone. I only trust myself." Then Allah Ta'ala will say, "You don't trust anyone. Who's going to give account against you? I only trust myself." I'm very bad at colors, right? But it looks charcoal gray to me. Or LM62WMD.